Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Man, what a change we have been through.
Well, it's good to see you. It's been a while. Looks like you've had a bath.
Yes. Yes, finally. tell you what we've got today is a catch-up show. No, not the condiment, but we're going to be catching up on what has transpired over the past few weeks.
Correct.
Got lots of news, national as well as across the Lone Star State. So we're going to be covering a number of items in the fishing and angling world. Excuse me, fishing and hunting world. We're also going to talk about what we did or did not do.
Yeah.
And should prepare for.
Correct.
Because, you know, we had a weather event.
Boy, howdy.
And it doesn't make any difference whether it's on the frosty side or on the wet, windy side. You know, we have weather events here in Texas.
Correct.
So I've got some suggestions for you all to consider. Plus, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all please stick around, and do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, along with Harold Gunn. We certainly do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right at the top, really hope everybody has started the recovery process, and this too shall pass.
Indeed.
We also want to acknowledge a couple of family friends that have been hit by some tragedies.
Yes.
It's real simple.
Yes.
Our good friend, the Jew family, Richard, Carol, Cameron, that have China Garden.
Right.
And and Mama Jew, Marianne, passed away because of COVID.
Right. Well, she and Carol both got it about the same time. Carol came through okay.
What we understood was that Mama said, "That's just a cold."
Mm.
You know. So
she was a sweetheart.
She absolutely. I mean, she certainly was that sunshine, you know, yes. in the restaurant would
come
in.
Well, the whole family. I mean, they're good friends of ours, obviously, folks, but they're good people.
Very, very, very good people. But she will certainly be lost, but great memories of seeing Mama in the restaurant. And as the family said, she had no plans of slowing down.
Right.
You know?
Which is good.
Is just the way she was. The other is the good friend out in Katy, Texas,
mm-hmm.
Herman Meyer, Midway Market and Barbecue.
Right.
The market was impacted by Harvey.
Very much so. Yep.
And then I guess it's now a little over a week ago.
Yeah, or Friday, maybe.
Saturday, right after early Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
the barbecue restaurant burned. And with it, all of Herman's great.
Like 54 years of trophies.
Yeah.
Probably one of the great elk hunters on the planet, obviously.
About 15 years ago or so, mm-hmm. May have been even longer than that, pushing 20. I did a piece in Texas Outdoors Journal on Herman, and I believe at the time he had collected 6 Boone and Crockett heads.
Right.
Made the all-time record book from White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation. I reached out to his daughter, Trish, and said, hey, maybe if the skull plate, you know, is still there and right. if they're smoked or whatever, taxidermists could come in and do some repairs. And she said, I didn't know that antlers would burn.
Ah.
And so evidently that was a loss.
Well, hopefully there can be some salvage. Because, I mean, I saw some antlers in the pictures of the after the fire, but obviously couldn't tell what condition they were in. Hopefully
sure.
something. One of my favorite stories, though, because a great restaurant, Herman's, of course, a dear friend of both of ours for years and years and years, talking to him one day and all the trophies that are in there. And, I mean, it's a personal thing. Some people don't like to look at heads on the wall. You know, that's okay. But he's talking about one day this woman was in there really getting on his case about how dare he shoot this particular animal, and that was his fake mastodon's
yes.
head.
Yes.
You know? And of course, our joke was always that was Herman's first trophy,
right.
was the mastodon. But she just wouldn't believe that it wasn't real.
I knew exactly where you're going with that.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Hmm.
Cold weather.
Wow.
If it, you know, I mean, the old joke about if you don't like Texas weather, wait a minute.
Correct.
And it will change. Mm-hmm. Certainly we go from frigid weather. And here's something that's interesting. Everybody hypes weather.
Mm-hmm.
But the local ABC affiliate in Houston, Channel 13, their meteorologist, Travis Herzog, made a point as we were coming out of that chill that this was the 10th coldest temperatures. It wasn't the coldest.
Right.
It was the 10th coldest, okay?
Yeah, it was the second coldest in my memory. Prior to this was 17.
Well, when Herman took that mastodon, you were...
Yeah, right.
You know,
Yeah, I was his gun bearer.
Right. No, but 10th coldest. And I ran... some history.
Okay.
In fact, our buddy Mike Sutton with Getaway Lodge
mm-hmm.
sent this to me, and it was an account of Jane Long back in the winter of 1821
mm-hmm.
when Galveston Bay froze over.
Right.
Her husband, James Long, had run off with his band of merry men to conquer Texas. That left Jane, her 5-year-old daughter, Anne, a young slave girl named Keon, and a dog named Galveston as the only residents of a small mud fort. Las Casas on Bolivar Peninsula. The pirate Lafitte had just been forced from Campeche, a settlement on Galveston Island by the United States Navy, and the Caracuas were returning to their old haunts. Jane was also 9 months pregnant.
Okay.
Now, mud hut, pregnant, mm-hmm. you know, child, et cetera,
yeah.
by herself. She tried to make it. The fort seemed garrisoned by firing a small cannon when the Indians showed curiosity. So as not to attract attention, Keon would gather oysters on the beach at night. This was their only food, and it wasn't nearly enough. They were starving,
mm-hmm.
okay? So then to make the perfect storm misery, a mercury drop, snow began to fall, but What seemed like a curse turned into a boon when Galveston Bay froze over. Keon, exploring the water's edge, noticed stunned fish beneath the ice. She and Jane cut a hole through the ice and pulled out enough fish to fill several empty mackerel barrels that would sustain them until early 1822, when a group of settlers arrived at Fort Las Casas from the United States. So just how thick was the ice over the bay? Jane reported that while they were gathering fish, she saw a large bear walk across the frozen bay from the mainland to Galveston Island.
My goodness.
Given that a large black bear will weigh about 400 pounds, and this was brackish water, the ice had to be at least 5 inches thick.
Okay.
Galveston Bay.
Do we have a temperature?
Cold.
Okay.
No.
I don't want to, because somebody was saying that the coldest recorded in Houston was something like 1904, and it was zero or something like that, but I don't remember. I should have written it down. Should have looked it up. We'll do that next week.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because this is something that...
And it's, of course, the whole state. Well, several states, but, I mean, this is just wild.
Yeah. Here's the crazy... This is the time of year when Texas Parks and Wildlife normally puts out their proposed regulations for the upcoming new season, if you will, for 21-22 for both salt and freshwater. And there are a number of items that are being proposed, and you can go online to the website and look at the proposed website, tpwd.texas.gov. Also, the public is being sought to report fish and wildlife impacted by the winter storm. And I don't know if you saw the photos, but we've been bemoaning the free-ranging exotics and the adverse impact that some have been having on the landscape, vegetation, and the impact on native wildlife.
Competing with whitetail, yeah.
Right. Well, the man upstairs must have said enough, because in the hill country, black bucks were stacked up like cordwood, frozen.
Oh, black bucks were. Okay. Right. My all the people that were contacting me were axis
deer.
Yeah.
Now, this is unsubstantiated.
And we're not wishing anybody ill.
No. But the impact was severe. Mm-hmm. Heard that you're going to be hard pressed to find a black buck, is what someone, you know, what some of the reports are saying.
Oh, okay.
About 80% of the axis were impacted. Nilgai down on the coastal were impacted. And so the impact to wildlife and the impact to saltwater fish is yet unknown, because Coastal Fisheries has not done their gill net surveys, which they will be doing to determine, you know, what's taking place.
And plus, they postponed the crab trap.
Yeah. So lots and lots of unknowns, and like many things, we're kind of backed up as to what is taking place.
Do you have anything, because you get all the fishy stuff, anything on fish kill?
It really varies, and the big question that I have, and many have, is the barge traffic. And I thought something had been passed or agreed that the barges would not operate, you know, that Parks and Wildlife could put a halt on traffic because of the big screws, underload, pushing, destroys the thermocline, you know, mixing water from surface to the bottom. And the intercoastal waterway is the deep water throughout the state where fish can go hide. They suspended it for one day and then went back, and they suspended it on the Monday when the big chill started.
Right.
But continued to push on Tuesday and Wednesday. Heard the land cut was impacted around Port O'Connor, some of the back lake areas, Galveston Bay. Then there are reports other parts, Aransas Bay. Then there's other areas that, you know, were not as severely impacted.
Well, and a great shout out to the, I'll say, southern regions, as it were, of A&M on the tremendous job they did on saving sea turtles.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, then there were some Facebook photos of someone in Mansfield Harbor, a father showing his son how not to do it.
Oh.
The fish were stunned. You know, they were just milling around, and they were stacked in there. In the deeper water.
Right.
And the sun was casting out, not trying to catch fish.
Yeah.
snagfish.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And quite honestly, I wish the person that had shot the video had said something or called Operation Game Thief.
There you go.
1-800-792-GAME.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. So y'all stick around as you're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. In fact, that is probably the biggest theme in recent weeks in talking to Clifford Cheadle, is all of the new products that are coming in as they continue to ramp up and, quite honestly, stay stocked up with,
right,
with products.
Right.
The new Knox products have the ability to handle to operate as a handheld monocle, monocular, and have it mounted on a Team Wendy helmet or mounted on your modern sporting rifle.
Cool.
I think it's called versatility, Harold.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You betcha.
They also have the Halo and Halo X in their various configurations. Halo X LR with a laser rangefinder is top-notch, well worth the price. It's not cheap, but has a five-year warranty, as do all of the Envision thermals. LB stands for long, LR stands for long range. LRF means laser range finder. Just some of the products, and that's the neat thing, is they've got the experience to help guide you in your purchase.
Correct.
So that you're maximizing, getting the biggest bang, as they say, for your buck.
Well, that just opens up your hunting opportunities, because it is legal, you know, to hunt at night for exotics and those pigs. And pigs handle this weather okay.
I was going to say, we need to continue to get on those pigs.
Yeah.
Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. This Saturday is the first of three best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two good ones. Tuesday and Wednesday are two more best days. Thursday slips to fair, with Friday plunging to poor. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day begins during the early afternoon and continues until late afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust each day, so look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to feed until mid-morning. This Saturday, February the 27th, we will have a full moon. By next Friday, March the 5th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Wednesday and Thursday are two more days with a double tide schedule. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, here's some of the reports that we've gotten. Have not caught up with folks over in Lake Calcasieu, but they've got the ship channel that runs there that is a deep water option for fish to escape to. And the nice thing about, if there is a nice thing about the cold weather, is it was a gradual chill down. It didn't just come in all of a sudden. And so there was a saving grace. Some of these fish were able to move to the deep water, you know, as opposed to being caught. Sabine Lake. Obviously, the metabolism is slow for all fish, and a slower approach to any fishing that you might do. Trinity Bay, you know, black drum, use some red, some dead shrimp or cut mullet. There's signs of a black drum run in West Galveston Bay. Let's see, black drum will be your best bet around Freeport. Also, West Matagorda Bay, summer black drum seem to be your best option. Rockport, black drum and speckled trout have been mixed in with some good activity, particularly on days after we've had several days of warmth, of sunshine. Okay. Corpus Christi Bay, suggestion there is the best practice probably to refrain from catching for the time being.
Let
until
them rest.
We figure out. Yeah. And something that we don't know, the photos that are being posted on social media, some are old photos. A lot of bait fish. The game fish, it's some uncertainty, but those that float to the surface or the shoreline, it's always been, I've heard that, a lot of the fish sink to the bottom, and you really never know the impact until the you know, surveys are done later in the year. And then at Port Isabel, black drum in the deeper water is where warmest water will be found and your best fishing. East Texas lakes.
Yeah, not a lot of action. Steinhagen, B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass are fair to good, as the quick warm-up was much needed to continue spawn activities and have a successful spring hatch. The best success has come below 10 feet in structure on spinners, crankbaits, and Carolina rigged worms. Lake Conroe, largemouth bass are good, favoring worms now staying under 11 feet as vegetation is acting as a magnet for spawning activity. Livingston, white bass are good on spoons in about 15 feet of water out from the creeks. Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows and jigs working timber, and out from the river it looks pretty good. Catfish are good on live and stinky bait. Tawakoni, blue cats are good on fresh cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait.
For those two regions, that's it?
Yep, that's it.
All right, to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where reports basically said we're slowly recovering from the coldest temperatures that they can remember. Choke Canyon Reservoir, catfish are consistently good on larger live bait, cut baits, and stink bait. Lake Corpus Christi, largemouth bass are good with activity in 2 to 8 feet. And they're pairing up, getting ready for a healthy spawn. Falcon, probably one of the better reports we've seen. Despite the freeze and aftermath, this reservoir has bounced back quickly, but water temperature is still recovering to keep the spawn strong. Black bass are good. Fishing trees, riprap, in less than 6 feet of water around spawning spots. Crappie are good in hardwoods and over shallow brush around 13 feet on some bigger jigs. And catfish are excellent working creek points using live bait and stinky bait. Texana, largemouth bass are good with soft plastics, jigs, spinners, and Texas rig worms below 7 feet in creeks and shallow gravel or sandy shallows. And OH Ivy put out a big share of Lunker. Catfish are good on stink baits, live and cut bait.
Well, also somebody says, I didn't hear about my, because, you know, we don't have a good report. That's all we're doing is giving you folks the good reports we've got. So the Hill Country, we have one good report, and that's Lake Medina. Black bass are good as the spawn seems to be back to normal in 6 feet of water in creek structures and in shallow vegetation. Crappie are good, staying under the shallow, calm structures on jigs.
On the hunting scene, I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Silencer Central. And they raise the question, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It is a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Folks, we're still working with, existing regulations, and it takes time for the process to be walked through. So you really need to give them a call. I started the process about a month ago, and really now just kind of waiting on the timing, looking forward to getting things done. As Harold mentioned, at night, but also add to your stealth package, a silencer for your favorite rifle or pistol. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This all sounds too good to be true. Learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179 and tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News.
Uh-huh.
All right, closing this weekend, we're starting to wrap up the final seasons of the fall season. Quail season statewide ends on Sunday, as does the Chocolaca season down in Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Woolsey counties, and the Rio Grande fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Woolsey counties. But we got more hunting information for you headed your way. But first, we're going to find out, Harold, what have you been doing, on or off road?
Mainly on the road, but could go off. 2021 Mercedes AMG GLA 35 4MATIC, and 4MATIC is their wonderful four-wheel drive system. You can get into some mess if you need to, because it's really great. This thing's got a four-cylinder engine, but AMG worked on it. It's 302 horsepower. It's a four-door sedan, but it looks like an SUV, really. It's five-passenger, good room when you fold that back seat down. 0 to 60 in 4.6. That's a pretty hopped-up four-banger. All of the luxury you would expect. A 10.25-inch touchscreen, a 10.25-inch digital instrument cluster. So it's like you're looking at a television screen. Of course, all the LED lighting one could stand. Beautiful black leather interior. The outside of this thing was a Patagonia red metallic. Really, really neat looking. And all kind of AMG carbon trim on this thing, and obviously all the special stuff with the AMG monograms and the floor mats and the goodies, their 10-speaker system, which is absolutely wonderful, of course Sirius AM, heated front seats, navigation package, their nighttime package, front grill lighting, which is really cool, the louvers are lit on this thing. It's a great looking car, very luxurious, great ride, really roomy. Again, I've been at this forever, and I still get confused between compact and midsize and full size. But 23 miles the gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. But what is interesting is the base vehicle is 47. And this thing loaded to the gills with the AMG package, which boosts up the performance, the suspension, the power. It was 55, and that's really quite a value, I think. So check this thing out. It may be just what you want. The 2021 Mercedes AMG GLA 35 4MATIC.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into some of our storm preparations, whether it's cold or windy and wet, right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We are talking about the cold weather and the impact to wildlife. It's going to be interesting to see what reports come out because of the protein and fat content of fortified cottonseed.
Indeed.
And the vitamin and mineral package,
mm-hmm.
How those ranches that were feeding or had cottonseed available, how their critters fared compared to just the natural forage that may be, or feeding something else. I've got to believe that, if they have, a belly full or, have eaten something that's high in fiber and fat and protein.
Fat's where it's at.
That's right. Yeah. They're going to have that caloric burn, and they're going to generate heat, and they're going to be able to sustain the winter weather a lot better. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. All right, the premise of today's show is basically looking back at what maybe we did or we heard of others doing to protect, because we've had a round of really cold weather.
Yep.
And we also know that coming up, we've got starting January 1st, storm season.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Both things means the potential for loss of electricity, loss of water.
Right.
Okay. And we need to prepare for it. Now, you lost power, didn't you, Harold?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I lost power for about 32 hours straight and then a couple of short episodes.
Okay. 2.5 days what I lost. And, water was 3.5 days. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's hurricane preparedness or whether it is for a winter storm, when you have water, fill that bathtub.
There you go.
I mean, for those of us that are native Houstonians, that's just kind of like automatic, right?
And you fill the bathtub, and what's that? That's water that you can put in your toilet tank.
That's right.
Not as much as bathing; it's being able to use the toilet. Because the neighbors got really tired of me doing it in the yard. The point is like I say, it's preparedness.
Right.
Water, certainly, and you may not have. An extra power source like a Generac or a Kohler or something like that, but you can certainly be prepared. But what's sad here is you look at step one with this cold weather, drain your pipes. What don't you get about drain your pipes?
Shut the water off at the main.
Yeah, and drain them.
And drain them.
Because, woe is me. Well, woe is me. And, or even if nothing else, drip them all, the hot and the cold, and, have it running.
Well, dripping has an adverse effect on your plants, your water plants, and your neighbors and things of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
So just going ahead and when, the temperature when you're below freezing, turn it off and drain your pipes.
Yeah. And drain them.
On the bathtub, on filling of the bathtub, put your stopper in, but those stoppers tend to leak.
Right.
So put a folded washcloth or something over that drain to help further seal.
Yep, a little saran wrap.
Right. And for those that camp or, you know, have a preparedness kits, like a Sawyer water filter, if you run out of water, but you ought to have some potable water, drinking water put up, you can then go through and purify the water that's in the bathtub, that's been sitting in the bathtub.
And do remember to have a bucket.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need a bucket. And let me bring this up. People go, ooh, I'm telling you, I'm sorry. Okay, it's too cold to go. I don't want to poop in my yard or whatever. I'm telling you what, man, a decent mop bucket and a plastic garbage bag can be your bathroom friend for a while, okay?
Well, with the water in the tub, you don't have to worry about
that. But, you know, it runs out or whatever, something happens, oops, whatever. I mean, there's ways to do it. Fortunately, I mean, we in the outdoors have certain levels of preparation already, so we've got maybe our thermal underwear, our mohair socks, and a cap. You know, you lose a tremendous amount of heat through the top of your head.
You and I both do.
Yeah, we do. No insulation up there. But it's, I don't know, I keep hearing factors, but at least 20% or whatever of your body heat comes through the out of the top of your head.
And your feet.
And good socks. And it's amazing the difference of sleeping quality with socks and a stocking cap.
If you have a home that has a fireplace, it's not like that, you know, wall tent heater when you're camping, because it doesn't have a damper to retain the heat but still let the smoke go up, But what you can do is, yes, it will help. And one of the things I did is I took some high back chairs.
You're talking about your tent?
I'm talking about the reflective blanket,
you know,
the tarp.
Yeah.
It's a tarp that is plastic or, you know, treated on one side and has the reflective on the other. And my chair where I sit is off to the side, and I just angled it. What you're doing is you're compartmentalizing where you
heat in both directions.
You're right. It's coming out. It's hitting the reflective side of the – and it's deflecting, you know, in the direction you want it to. That's something that a lot of people don't think about.
Well, those thermal blankets, everybody ought to have one in their kit anyway.
Oh, without question. When it comes to the fireplace, a lot of people are going, oh, man, we got tired of eating cold beans. I'm going, you got a wood burning fireplace? Oh, yeah, yeah. Why did you not heat it up in the fireplace?
Right.
And you just see this look on their face of, duh.
Yeah. You know what else you can do? Something I learned in the Army?
Huh?
You can heat them up on your exhaust manifold on your truck. Well, you can.
You know. You can go out and buy the one burner propane stove.
Right.
Very inexpensive.
Yeah.
Just, again, to have as part of your preparation
kit. Just in case. Yeah, just with me, because, I mean, fortunately, I have gas, and the fireplace, I didn't use it with wood. You use wood in yours, right?
Yeah,
you would burn a wood. See, I wouldn't, but I have a jet, you know, to start the wood. So I just fired that thing up. I mean, it kept my living room at about 60.
Well, the thing about just gas versus the wood, I'm suspicious of gas, okay?
Well, you got to be careful. And especially if they turn it off and then turn it back on. Oops.
Well, I don't know that that's going to happen with gas, not like, you know, you're talking about water. But the thing about wood is where your heat comes from that is retained is from the ash and your coals that are built up.
Okay? Correct.
So we've got more thoughts and ideas that we're going to share with you, but we need to take the mid-show break. So stick around as we'll be back with more storm weather preparedness right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting? And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation on storm and disaster preparedness. And we were talking about fire, fireplaces, things right. that you can do. Let me tell you, when it comes to it, there's nothing better than little Lipton cups of soup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get some water that's in the bathtub,
right.
you know, boil it in the fireplace or on that single burner.
Sure.
And it's something that's warm and nourishing. Hot chocolate's going to lift your spirits every time, you know.
Sing camp songs around the camp.
Sure.
The
you know, I mean, hey.
It's
you know,
attitude. That's it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is attitude.
Oh, something too. I want to do a shout out to our friends Hybrid Light.
I was going there next.
Yeah. Because these things, and we got our wonderful offer for our listeners a little later in the program. But these things, we talk about them where they take a charge, they'll hold a charge for 7 years. 7 years. Hard to get around that whole system. But I mean, I made sure everything was charged up, and they all still were.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my Hybrid Lights and the Puck was a little pop-up lantern or a flashlight. I read by it. You know, I had plenty of light to check stuff out. Oops, I got to check this. Maybe, I don't know, how's my ceiling doing, whatever, you know, things. But fabulous. Never lost one at all during the whole episode.
Well, you've got Hybrid Lights that have the solar strip to keep them charged.
Yeah, and you can also charge your phone off of them.
But there's plenty of battery packs. Patriot has a battery pack available to keep things charged. There are even some larger battery containment, you know, that you may want to look at.
Right.
All the way up to the full-blown natural gas generators that, you know, when the power goes off, it kicks in and right through your main.
And there are some gas-powered ones out there, though. I mean, some generators, portable generators that won't break the bank, that at least keep your refrigerator freezer going. But also on that, we've talked about that too. Don't open them. Okay, I had 32 hours without any power. I never opened the doors of anything.
Right.
When my power came back, everything in my freezer was still hard as a rock, and everything in my refrigerator was still cool.
Sure.
I mean, this bit you're without power 4 hours, throw all your food away. Nah.
Let's talk about Ford.
Okay.
Oh, Ford one F-150.
Running the house off of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Off the 2021?
2021.
F-150, the generator converter.
There are power outlets in the bed, but it's a generator.
Yeah.
Correct. It doesn't just run off your battery.
Right.
Yeah, and there was somebody that did a thing on there, and they're running their house off of it. Isn't that cool?
I actually heard that Ford authorized best in Texas Ford dealers to loan F-150s to people to you know, operate their
home.
How did
I miss that story? That's great.
Is that not great?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's that. Well, it's going to help people out of a jam.
Correct.
They're going to get them back.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some, I guess they're going to be used, you know.
Or get a deal.
Get a deal.
I'm going to have to look at the paperwork because I don't remember the number of outlets because you've got two sizes of outlets back there.
Right.
Where it's the 120 and it's maybe three or four plugs. But then the next one up has also got a 220.
Sure.
Aside from all that, that's amazing.
For all you preppers out there, okay, or just people that go camping and have the dehydrated food.
Right.
Get some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lasts forever.
Oh, it does. And I have not broken into my stash,
right?
But my son has,
mm-hmm.
and he says it's really good. You know,
when you're hungry, especially.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, don't do the charcoal grill inside your house. I mean, things like that. Don't do it, friends. That's just stupid. And we've had loss of life because of that with this episode. It's you're miserable, but that's not it.
The battery operated fire protectors and carbon monoxide, detectors.
Mm-hmm.
you ought to have that anyway.
Right.
But you're right. Let's don't do something like that at all. Then a lot of people seem to have forgotten that their vehicle makes a great lifeboat.
I tell you one thing, I love heated seats. And I spent a lot of time, you know, out in one of the test vehicles that I had that week was a GMC Denali 1500.
Right.
And I'm sitting in my heated seats charging up my phone and thinking of any reason I could just stay there and make phone calls,
sure,
you know, go on the internet, do whatever. But yeah, that's just it. Because there's people I talk to, friends that are smart, and they go, oh man, I lost my power and I don't have to charge my phone. So you think about getting in your car? I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Duh.
Look, Google clay pot heater.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm talking about the flower pot.
Right.
You know, the clay pot.
Right.
And you get the larger size and then a smaller one, and you bolt them together with washers and nuts. And then you put it on a plate of some sort with it elevated on, say, some brick.
Right.
And a couple of two or three of the
candles.
Beeswax candles.
Right.
And it heats the inside. It radiates out.
Yes.
And, you know, it'll heat a pretty good size room, again, if you're compartmentalizing. You
correct.
Know?
Correct.
So, neat stuff. I mean, it's being creative, folks. Mm-hmm. Don't let the situation control you.
And start thinking about it now.
Yeah. Well, it's being prepared. It's being a good Boy Scout. But also, you know, get ahead of the curve and think about it now. Yes, we went through a winter storm. We've been through, you know, hurricanes. More coming down the road.
It'll
we just don't
again.
Know when.
Correct.
Yeah?
Correct.
Okay. Y'all be safe out there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more of Texas Outdoor News. Headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots, protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, you mentioned a special earlier in the program.
Absolutely. For our listeners, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News, and they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth Work Light is the finest on the planet, friends. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these devices can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products right now and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and just check it all out. And then at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20.
That's all there is to it. 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com, discount code TEXAS20, or go to our website, texasoutdoornews.com, and just click on the hybrid light that's pictured there and go right to the site, okay? Calendar, not a lot. March 14th, light goose conservation season. The east and west zones, March 13, 14, spring turkey season, youth only. In the south zone, check the Parks and Wildlife site for those to be sure. And then March 14th, one of our favorites, daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. Is that going to be real time or imaginary time?
No, it's imaginary time.
It's imaginary time, okay. Anyway, but get out there when you can, friends. Get out there in the great outdoors and go somewhere with your family in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
As we mentioned,
okay,
be creative.
Indeed.
Look what you've got.
Be prepared.
You should be prepared if you're going to go hunt or fish with some of this products anyway.
Correct.
And as far as what's going on in the aftermath, we're continuing to monitor governmental agencies' information across the state. It is still early, still coming in. It's going to be a while before we really know what's taking place.
And the numbers and what was lost.
Right. But we're going to let you know.
And then looking at it. But we will recover because this is the great state of Texas.
You bet.
All right, friends, do check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Our shows are archived there. If you go, what they say, just click on listen to our show and look for the date that you want, and there it is, all right? And then we're also up on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And like us on Facebook. That helps build the audience, all right? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there in the woods or on the water. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.